Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves with me, Mark.
And Alex.
And tonight we're doing the show from Utila. It is one of the Bay Islands here in the Caribbean, and it is gorgeous, and it was just a nice, lovely day. You know, if we were part of the Utilan news agency, what would you have reported on today, Alex? There's some people who came in the island on the ferry. There were some lizards running across the street.
Fell on their face.
That's certainly a possibility.
Had a good time at the beach.
Yep. I don't know. I'm hearing a little audio in my headset, so I hope that doesn't mean that the broadcast is messed up. Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know, it's a sleepy island and not much goes on. I know that some people play pickleball today. I sure would have liked to have been involved in that. Are you familiar with pickleball? This is a phenomenon that's sweeping America's nursing homes.
I heard it's something like tennis.
it's kind of like
for old people.
It's like tennis for old people. Yeah, it's got some tennis aspects, some badminton aspects, some ping pong aspects to it, and it's a lot of fun. And I think anything that gets people up and active is a good thing. So I played it quite a few times, and I intend to play more. I've really enjoyed pickleball. So there you go. That's my endorsement for pickleball today. It's a funny name, but...
call in and tell us what sports you enjoy.
I want to go on finding the freest places in the world. So I would have said, bar none, you can stop your look with these Honduran... economic zones. Yeah, the ZAs, as they call them. These economic zones that they created in Honduras because they allowed you to have your own civil law, your own...
police.
What's it?
Police.
Police in your own courts. Right now, I would not advise somebody to pick up and move to one of these things because I don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. The government's in limbo. It's made a lot of promises that it can't keep, and one of those promises is to get rid of Zetes. Yes. And
the law, this wasn't just, you know, Mark on another crazy adventure, wrong again. This was arguably the most secured special economic zone in the world. It was not only passed as a law, it was a constitutional amendment,
yep,
secured by international treaties,
yep,
with arbitration penalties in excess of $1 billion.
Yep.
And this is for a country with a GDP of $25 billion.
Right.
So we're talking 5%
yeah,
of GDP or so,
right,
in potential arbitration damages. So this was...
But it's those would be paid by a government that comes after this one.
Yes.
It's like asking the Trump administration whether they mind whether the Democrat administration that comes after them has to pay a bill. And I suspect, what do I care? You know, they can do whatever they want. This is one of the problems with governments is they can kind. I suspect they will not step over this line. But ultimately, if they do, they don't actually pay the bill, because that's kind of one of the tricks of being a Central American politician.
Trick for all governments, right? How many politicians lose sleep over losing $1 billion versus how many private sector individuals do? All of them lose sleep because they'll probably be fired.
Yeah.
They might lose more than sleep. They might lose their house, their
right,
wife, their car. Who knows?
Right. There's consequences to their actions, indeed. So I have been keeping an eye out for other places. I still have some hope, but I do not have a belief in Honduras as a location. So what are some of the things that could happen here, Alex? Let's lay it out, because you know better than most.
Happen where, in the city?
Let's talk about Honduras first. In the next segment, we'll go on to other places around the world.
In the negative or positive? In some direction?
I guess what I
mean... Country.
Yeah. As far as ZAs, what are some of the possibilities of what could occur in the future? It doesn't seem. I would say that it's pretty unlikely that they get rid of Zetis entirely.
Yeah, they already have some pretty cool special economic zones in Honduras that give.
Long before they had Zetis.
Yeah, for over 10, 20 years, even, I believe. So they give you pretty much all taxes are exempt, but you have to pay out a percentage of dividends to the government. Mm-hmm. I believe it's around 10%. They're primarily used for light manufacturing, such as textiles. Sara Lee and Hanes and other American companies make a lot of clothing in these zones because they can import the cotton very cheaply.
I thought Sara Lee was like a snack cake company.
Yeah, it could be mistaken.
I know Fruit Loom has a factory. I know that.
But they
Fruit Loom cheaply. And Free Talk Live have a long-running relationship because our initials are FTL.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That they wish they had your domain.
Yeah, FTL.fm?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Anyways, so yeah, there's a lot of benefits from the tax perspective. They have their own customs agencies often to expedite the process and a fair amount of...
That's the Zoles, too.
Yeah, this is the Zole zones, the previous free zones. Economic zones.
Yeah.
So the idea is that there'll be some kind of Zole plus zone created as a compromise where... in the ideal situation, the most controversial aspects of Zetis will be removed. They'll be renamed into something, call it Zole Plus for short, and it'll be a good but slightly less good version of the Zetis. The worst case scenario is they just say, well, every Zeti should become a Zole and, you know, be happy we don't do
roll
anything
in tanks.
Else.
Yeah. So that is the worst-case scenario, is that they'll give some kind of disposition to the Zetes. They'll say, you know, suck it up, buttercup, and this is how things are going to be. And now what they would have to deal with in that circumstance, let's take the worst-case scenario. Worst-case scenario, there are investors, foreign investors that came in and put money, lots of money, into these Zetes, and they're going to expect a payout from the International Court of Arbitration. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure which court it is, but there are international courts in which investors have a right to sue for not just what they put in, but also damages.
Right.
And given that nine figures were invested in Zetis, these damages will be at least in the nine figures, could get into ten figures.
Astronomical.
In the best case scenario.
Yeah.
So those are very large damages for a country with a GDP of $25 billion.
And if they choose to not pay those damages, they will be excluded from international trade in many ways, and it will be very difficult for them to do business. So, you know, they'll have to make good as best they can. I expect it could be that the best case scenario is possible here, right? Like it could swing. So the in this case, it's the red team, which is their version of Democrats. The Democrats don't like their version of Democrats. The red team doesn't like these Zetes. But if they react too strongly towards them, then when the blue team gets back in office, that's their version of Republicans. Sorry, it's mixed up. When the blue team gets back in office, they come back in and they make all kinds of concessions to the Zetes in the hopes that they don't have to pay these arbitration costs, right?
Well, and it's also just the general investment in the country. Honduras is in the early stage of development. One of the best ways to develop is foreign direct investment. It allows you to rapidly grow your economy. And if investors now feel that the Honduran government can't be trusted to honor not only their laws, but their constitution, international treaties, then why invest here when there's dozens of other countries around the world that they could invest in?
Indeed. Right. Like that's kind of how I feel when it comes to this, is that, look, if I were to have invested millions of dollars into Honduran land in hopes of being a Zete, wouldn't I have expected to get something special out of it? Because, you know, there's 200 UN-recognized countries, thereabouts, and I could have gone to any of them. What kind of expectation does some local mayor have that I would move to his little slice of paradise and pay taxes and get building permits from him? Come on. It's ridiculous. But that's exactly how these power-hungry little petty tyrants feel. They literally said this. The mayor of the crap town of huts next to Prosperous said, pay your taxes. Buy your building permits. 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live. It's ridiculous. For gall. Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're back here on Free Talk Live. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about, we have been talking about the Texas shooting, as well, everybody is on the radio right now. But we're also talking about Alex and my's adventure over the last couple of years trying to find the freest place in the world. And this brings me to a thought that I think is worth sharing. I don't care what some list says about the freest place in the world. I don't care about the Cato Institute's list. I don't care about the Institute, the Fraser Institute, or any of these other lists that are out there. I think they're interesting and informative, but if a list lists Hong Kong as the freest place in the world, but you can expect a Chi-Com takeover there, I don't recommend going. To me, I think what you have to do when it comes to freedom is you have to look at you. You have to look really deep in your own soul. Examine your own psyche and determine what do you need to make you feel free. Because that's where you're going to start. So let's say for a second you're a gay guy, right? And now, gay guys have been moving for more freedom for a long time. Now, I don't know whether they go to Provincetown in Massachusetts, or they'll go to the Castro District in California, in San Francisco. They'll head on down to Key West.
Puerto Vallarta.
Is that so? Yeah, I don't know what. There's just a whole variety of places. And if for whatever reason you think that's good for you, then maybe that's what you need to do. I don't know. I'm just trying to give you a glimpse at what I'm talking about when I say this. Because if, for instance, you want to build whatever you want to build, and a lot of people want that, you probably shouldn't move to a city. It doesn't matter whether that city's in Florida or New Hampshire, which are very free states. You're probably going to get confronted by zoning laws. You probably are, if you want to build some kind of earth ship out of, a house made out of garbage, well, go out into the desert and do it. Find some place that doesn't have these laws, and you can, research it and find it. And this is what I mean. Is that different people have different things that make their heart sing, whatever it is. And you need to figure out what that is for you, and you need to pursue it. And a lot of people, the answer is, I need to be around my friends and my family, I need to be around the business that I've built, and I need to stay where I am. Probably the majority of people out there just need to grow where they're planted and understand that every jurisdiction has its limitations. That none of them are going to be perfect, and that if you're one of these kooks like me that's just looking for the freest place for you, there's going to be qualifications for it. Now, personally for me, I don't care about being able to own a machine gun, and I don't care about being able to go to a casino and throw my money away on games that are rigged towards the house. I don't care about getting a rash at a local brothel. And I don't care about smoking weed while I walk down the street or whatever it is that one wishes to do. These aren't my thing. I don't even drink. I care about a place where I'm not required to pay for the local communist indoctrination center, the middle-class welfare babysitting day prison that periodically gets shot up by lunatics. Oh, I'm talking about school, government school specifically. Like, I don't want to be involved in it. Government school has shown for 100 years that it's the single worst education in 99% of the jurisdictions in the United States, and grade levels. You can check and take a look, and you can see what's the worst person providing third grade. What's the worst organization providing third grade in my given jurisdiction, or seventh grade, or whatever? And 99 times out of 100, that the answer to that is going to be the municipality with the state's help, with the federal government's help. Somehow they can spend more per student in many jurisdictions and still fail breathtakingly every single year and get more and more money. And I have to thank the teachers. Otherwise, I'm a bad person. Now, look, I went to government school 4 out of 13 years, right? And I'm not saying that government teachers are bad. But I will say this. The teachers that went to my private, that taught at my private school, you knew why they were there. They were there for a commitment, because of a commitment to their religion. They were getting paid less, and their pensions were less than the public school teachers at the same rate. So why do the public school teachers get paid more? Probably because where they went is dangerous. Two, tax and regulation. Look, I think that people do need to be regulated. Their behavior does need to be regulated. But I don't think that the government is the best organization to do that regulation. I think in many cases, it's who you know. And if you know the right people, you can do whatever you want. And if you don't, then you've got to follow all the rules. And if for whatever the reason they decide they don't like you, they'll come after you. Look at this. Look how many people sold Bitcoin at localbitcoins.com. But they came after my business partner, Ian Freeman. I wonder why. Was it probably because the agency, the very agency that arrested him, was the one that we called out on air, the FBI. Come on. It doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on here. We know that the FBI, you know, the FBI's been looking at Free Talk Live for a long time, part of the Free State Project. There's one particular kooky FBI agent out there that believes that they're an armed and dangerous gang. Now, you'd think after 20 years or so in the Free State Project existing, it's just a little less than that, but not much, there would have been some armed, dangerous things happen, but no, that hasn't really happened. But this guy's got a wild hair, and he's got to follow his lead until whatever, and it's really just, it's very frustrating. Tax and regulation. The tax part, how are you going to be successful as a business, an international business? International businesses cannot operate out of the United States, because they're competing against businesses with significantly lower tax rate. Now, if you're running a plumbing business, clearly, you're competing against the people in your given jurisdiction. So if you're running a plumbing business in Walla Walla, Washington, you're competing against other plumbing businesses, from Spokane down to, you know, wherever. But if you're importing and exporting and doing a variety of things, you can't compete as a U.S. citizen, because the United States government doesn't care to compete. They care to get paid. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. And, well, you know, we're going to continue talking about how you...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Families are still reeling from a shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, Tuesday that left 19 children and two adults dead. Victor Escalone from the Texas Department of Public Safety provided an update outside the Robb Elementary School and said the investigation is still ongoing and it might take a while for them to get to the bottom of what really happened.
We want to know what happened. Recreate the scene. That takes days. That takes hours. That takes time. A lot of information.
Escalon says the suspect shot his grandmother in the face before driving to the school and killing everyone in a single classroom. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is pushing back against a call to arm teachers to prevent another massacre like the one that happened in Uvalde. USA Radio News. Gas prices are setting another record. According to AAA, the national average price for regular is now $4.60 a gallon. Regular averaged $4.13 a gallon 1 month ago. Andrew Lipow is the president of Lipow Oil Associates. He believes gas and energy prices will remain high.
We're looking at high gasoline and other energy prices for the foreseeable future. The fact of the matter is that oil demand around the world is continuing to grow while the supply is more difficult to come by.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The nation's economy shrunk more than expected in the first quarter. The government revealed a 1.5% decline in the country's GDP during the first 3 months of the year. It's the worst figure since the second quarter of 2020. Wall Street giving a thumbs up to Thursday. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 516 points. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number, 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. And we're taking your calls here for the remainder of the hour. We'll get right back to the phones here. But I've kind of talked about where we've looked for freedom, Alex, you and I. And it seems like we always end up in the same places.
Great minds think alike.
Indeed. So we've ended up in the U.S. Marianas. We've ended up in Honduras. I am not abandoning either one of these projects. I just don't believe that they necessarily fit for me. And the advice I have is that everybody really needs to do a self-check as to what's best for them. But I want to talk about some other options that are out there. There's a whole variety of them. So people are buying up these golden visas in Portugal. Some people are, you know, getting residency, getting citizenship in Malta and Turkey. And Americans are moving down to Puerto Rico. St. Kitts and Nevis is another option. There's all kinds of things. Of course, there's the Free State Project. I can't fail to mention. They have been highly successful in so much as getting people to move. And they're going to have the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up here shortly. If you want to go to ForkFest, which is, you know, kind of Free Talk Live's after party for ForkFest, go to ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. And let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I wanted to ask you actually what you just alluded to about the what are the options, what are the future, what's the future, what are you personally look at. But first of all, let me say that, you know, you're talking about the women in Honduras, and I have a hypothesis. I think that the reason that Alex experienced pleasant women in Honduras reflects on Alex's personality, and the reason that Jack in Washington had a negative experience with women with a woman from Honduras is reflects on his personality. That's what my hypothesis is there, Jackin in Washington. So Mark, what are your next steps? What is in the future for you? I know you've been talking about that the whole show, but what specific things are you looking at? What are you doing now? What's your next move? You know, that whole kind of thing. What do you see? What do you want? What are you looking at?
Well, I am, as I said, still holding out some hope here for Honduras. I am not advising people to pick up and move unless you are highly adventurous and highly mobile. You need to be prepared for the possibility of collapse as far as ZAs go. There's also the possibility, although I don't think it's probable, that they literally could roll in tanks into one of the ZAs. They're going to have a difficult time doing it in Prospera, but the one in Choloma, right next to the largest city in Honduras, they really could. It wouldn't be that difficult. And I wouldn't advise any of my listeners, whom I love, right? Like, I decided long ago, I am not going to give advice to my listeners that I wouldn't give to my family. And speaking of which, my mother asked me, should I move to Honduras? This has been a couple of months ago. This would have been before any of the political problems. And my answer to her was, my mom's 81, and she's got a couple of little dogs, and she loves them and doesn't really can't travel with them very well. And my answer to her was, no, Sarasota, Florida is perfect for you. It has all the right doctors. You get the best medical treatment on the planet here. And you've got everything set up just the way you want it. You don't need the adventure of searching for a free place. If I find some place that is so holy an Eden that you must get there, I'll let you know. But at this time, no. No, Mom, please don't move. So that was the advice that I gave to my mom.
Right. And so as another way to answer the question that I asked indirectly, which will give us an idea. So what are you focusing your time and energy on right now? I mean, when you're not on the radio, what are you doing that you consider your productive work as far as looking at that kind of thing? That'll give an indication of what other people might be thinking about. I mean, you've told us Honduras and you've told us Marianas, but what are you currently working on? What are you spending your time on when you're not on the radio?
I'm working on building a housing development where people can live in community free from government interference as much as they possibly can, with all of the pretty much all the things they need for modern life provided to them in a safe and secure fashion. And I really can't say much more than that. But when I roll this baby out, it's going to be the full package. And I don't want to advise anybody of anything prior to that, because things like what occurred with the ZAs here can happen. And, that's basically it, is that Alex, who, you know, I'll toot your horn here for a second. Alex is a Stanford grad, and, yeah, is that right?
Yep.
Yep. And that's where you got your master's?
Yes.
Yeah, you got your master's there. Alex is a brilliant young man, and I feel so lucky to have him on my team. Basically, what I do is I direct him, give him a nudge in one direction or another, and he works on problems and solves them in fascinating ways. So, you know, we're working on this, and I hope to have real answers for people in the relatively near future. But at this point, I'm managing to broadcast from a beautiful Caribbean island and feel relatively safe from the intrusions of the state.
Cool. And so you're still in the planning stages right now, right? You're not actually doing construction of anything. You're just in the planning?
Well, some construction has occurred, but there's nothing habitable.
Right. Yeah. And where do you have anything in online? Pardon?
Not much habitable.
Got it. Yeah. Do you have an online presence where people can view anything that you think is worth viewing?
I am not prepared to roll the I was just working with the gal that's setting that up today, and I will have something for people to see. But my hope is that people will watch what I'm doing more than and be prepared for me to roll something more out in the future. Not that they'll just, you know, as soon as I say, you know, open up a website that they'll be disappointed if they can't buy something. I want to advise people of what's going on. So the reality is that you can move to Morazan.city, where I spent a couple of nights in the last couple of weeks. And you can live in what is the freest place in the world. But frankly, they're facing a lot of problems at this moment. Until some of those problems are solved and some of them are sorted out, I'm not prepared to tell my listeners, whom I treat like my family, to, you know, pull up stakes and move there. I'll tell you what the rent is. Furnished, it's $200 a month. That's pretty nice. And what was the ping rate on the internet there, Alex?
As low as 10 milliseconds.
Yeah. And, you know, what'd you get up and down? You had 30 up, 30 down?
Yeah, 30 up and 30 down is the fastest speed they have right now.
Yeah. So, you know, life doesn't stink there. Power rate was 15 cents a kilowatt hour, but you don't have any hookup fees.
Yeah.
Well, you pay to get hooked up, but, yeah. So, anyway, I mean, you know, life's, it's aggressively priced.
To live for $500 a month with very little government interference in your day-to-day.
And money isn't freedom, but it's kind of an analog to it. The more money you have, the more things you can do. And that's pretty cool. Now, there's, you know, certain people like you and I, David, where, yeah, just the state's intrusion in our lives just, you know, irritates us. It makes us irascible. And it's like, I shouldn't have to pay. But the reality is that if you can, you're going to be, you're going to be able to do a lot more. David, you have something more?
Right. Yeah.
Bolt. Yeah, the number is 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. David loves that I'm on the air because I'll hold him over every once in a while. So there you go. You're on Free Talk Live. You can call in. You won't get help.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's the final segment of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want. Before you do, though, I'd like to encourage you to go to telegram.freetalklive.com. That's telegram.freetalklive.com. We post all the articles that we talk about here on Free Talk Live there for you to peruse and double check and whatever it is that we do. Make sure that it's your job. You are the journalist here. You are checking us on Free Talk Live. So it's telegram.freetalklive.com. Our longtime caller, David, he called in. He was asking what I've been doing since I haven't been on the air for about a year here on Free Talk Live. And I was kind of telling him what's going on in Honduras. And I didn't want to take up whatever time you might have had, David, that you wanted to talk about something on me, so, you know, there you go. What's going on?
Hey, no, I called to talk about Mark, all Mark. And you're really good.
That's my favorite topic.
Yeah, there you go. I think we all have that in common. What occurs to me is, you know, so first of all, I asked on the last segment, what do you have visible, viewable, as far as resources online for people to take a look and maybe be interested? And let me take a different approach. Other than things that pertain to you, what online resources could you direct people to other than simply Googling Honduras or whatever, but online resources for people to take a look and maybe pique their interest? And secondary to that, in that same vein is, if I'm thinking now, if I was in your position, I was trying to interest people in this area or some other area, I would, you know, one, direct them to online resources that show them that, and then moving someplace is kind of a big step. So maybe somebody would want to buy an airline ticket and head off to somewhere for a week or two and just hang out and visit and see how they like a place without the intent of staying there, you know, with the intent of returning and then further entertaining bigger ambitions. So along that lines, how would you respond to that general line of inquiry?
Well, I'd say we were looking at the mock-ups for the hotel today.
Yep.
So, okay. You know, we're absolutely thinking of this as you're talking about. The best way to stay informed on this is to go and sign up for the newsletter, Free Talk Live's newsletter at freetalklive.com, or for the Telegram group at telegram.freetalklive.com, where we can stay in touch on the subject. And I just can't reveal too much about too much when it comes to
That's why I was asking. Other than, you know, without respect to what you are doing, only with respect to what people other than Mark are doing in Honduras, meaning native Hondurans as well. Just, you know, where are good windows on the internet to go and look at Honduras? And then the second part of that was simply people going about just having a week or two vacation in that area just to get the feel of it without doing any business, just to, you know, to satisfy how it feels to be there.
Yeah, I would say a good place to check out are the Prosper resources. There's a Prospera subreddit, r/Prospera, that posts frequent updates. There's also a Prospera Discord chat. So both of those, you can get the latest information on SETIs. Some might argue Prospera is a little too optimistic and has, since the new government that has come in, been very unconcerned by the threat they faced.
Outwardly facingly unconcerned. We don't know what their, you know, their board meetings are like.
So keep in mind that they're very optimistic and incentivized to be so, as they're model relies heavily on full autonomy, where some of the other SETIs can survive with a lot less autonomy. So keep that in mind. But they have the best lawyers and teams and engagement with the community.
And another one is Morazan.city. That's Morazan.city. Check them out for you know, what they're a big, bold plan. They've got some cool stuff going on. One thing that jumped out when David was talking there to me, thank you for the call, David. Appreciate that. Was that since we've been here, it's been a couple of times now that some Honduran has said Honduras has always considered itself to be the United States' little brother, and that we, you know, like they believe in hard work and, you know, a whole variety of things. I found it very interesting to just hear them say this. Is, you know, it's like, yeah, they welcome us here. And I think that's a great thing. I have not felt endangered while in Honduras at all. I can assure you that there are some places in Honduras that are dangerous, but they're probably not nearly as dangerous for me as they are for a Honduran. And so, you know, my experience in the country has been great. Alex, I want to play, you know, Move There Speed Date with you. Many people are moving around the globe to different places for a variety of reasons, trying to find more freedom. I'm going to spit some things out. You're well-researched on this topic. Just give me 20 seconds on what you think about any of these given places. Puerto Rico.
Great for people making hundreds of thousands a year, or with
in the
millions
US.
Of assets who are American.
Yeah. How about the Portugal Golden Visa? There's also a Spanish one, too.
It was great for crypto people because they did not consider crypto as taxable capital assets, but that's about to change. So it's a good place to get a European citizenship, but not as good from a crypto tax perspective, but they still have many exemptions.
How about Spain?
Spain is a potentially quick place to get a passport for people of Latin descent, but the taxes are high, as are the bureaucracies.
What about St. Kitts and Nevis? They had a lot of corporate benefits at one point.
St. Kitts is the first citizenship by investment program and continues on today. Around $150,000 to get a passport that
a
can get
person.
You most places you'd want to go in the world outside U.S. and Canada.
And maybe Europe's in jeopardy on that one?
Yeah, there's rumor that Europe is going to remove visa-free access to all citizenship by investment countries because Russia.
What about the right? It's because you know, it's
current
because
thing.
Yeah, it's the current thing. What whatever the current thing might be, is there any place else in the Caribbean you might consider besides St. Kitts and Nevis?
There's a lot of low tax destinations in the Caribbean. You can get French colonies You can get Curacao and other Dutch colonies, British overseas territories. There's a ton of places to shop around. Just keep in mind that it's expensive there. Island life is expensive. Electricity, shipping, taxes, all of
internet.
That can be an issue. So make sure to do your research.
What about Panama? This has long been a destination.
Panama is a fairly good destination because the incentives are aligned. Their bread and butter is being a Latin America's financial center, pretty well connected, lots of retirees, so a decent place to check out if you like tax savings.
What about Brazil? I know that it's relatively easy to get a passport there. There's some, they're a little more liberal with their passports than most.
People say Brazil is a great place for a passport through family. If you have a kid there, you get automatic permanent residency and can get a passport in 1 year on paper. Everything with bureaucracy can take longer. Spouse, you can get a passport with 1 year residency after you marry them. And there's some investment programs as well. The challenge with Brazil is it swings back and forth from left to right and seems to be on a way towards a leftward swing from its current Trump-like president.
Is there anything in Southeast Asia, anything in this region besides, say, Saipan, that you might consider for a destination for somebody who wants to find more freedom? Philippines, maybe?
Yeah, Philippines is a potential great place because there are many islands and there are territorial tax, so there's some tax advantages there. You can just keep renewing your visa every 30 days or so for years at a time, so you don't have to do visa runs. And it's you in the rural areas, they leave you alone. It's very cheap, English-speaking, and people are nice.
UAE?
UAE is good if you want to be an international financial center that's extremely well connected. I'd say it's sort of the new London.
And then Project S. We cannot give the name of it, but tell me about the probably the freest place in the world that's going to be open in some amount of weeks or months.
Well, it's hard to tell without giving away where it is, what it's about, but everything started in Africa, and things might be coming full circle.
Right. So private law, private civil law, private police, the ability to exclude police, private judges, actual judges, not arbitration, a city built efficiently from the ground up, English speaking, and that's some pretty good stuff. Anyway, you can be sure that I'm trying to find out the best solutions for you, Alex and I here, and we're going to use Free Talk Live as our platform to talk to you about it. And I want to thank my good friend Ian for...
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
extend your life with Extendo.